The Rambam said that that from the drasha of Isha Ruyulay, V'leisi Elisha Isha Ruyulay, we're in the Ma'id, Chayvei Koras, and Chayvei Lavin, and Chayvei Esei, and even Shnius. So Rambam said that even Chayvei Shnius is Ma'id from Isha Ruyulay. So yes, it's against the Gemara Lamed Vav. The Gemara Lamed Vav says beferish that Chayvei Shnius are not in the Ma'id of Isha Ruyulay. According to Shimon Manasya, they only pay Knast on Isha Ruyulay. There is Knast to Chayvei Shnius. Yes, the Mishnah's Kasha. So, I didn't realize that yesterday. First of all, it's the Kesem Mishnah's Kasha. Yesterday, it just like occurred to me, the Kasha occurred to me in the middle of Shir. And so I found afterwards, it's not a new Kasha, the Kesem Mishnah has the Kasha, and the Mishnah Melech has the Kasha, it's an old Kasha. And I wanted to answer with Reb Shimon. So yesterday I looked it up, and I saw that Reb Shimon Taka says it. Reb Shimon in Shari Yosher. In fact, that's, I seen Reb Shimon secondhand, I think, or maybe. I probably saw Reb Shimon inside a long time ago, but recently I've seen it says secondhand. But then I looked it up. It's in Shari Yosher, Shar Aleph, Perek Chav Beis. And he asked Taki, that's what he talks about. That's actually, I think, his main motivation for Hishtikul Torah. He's Pshat in the Gemara. Reb Shimon is basically going in this Kasha. All the other things that we did with Reb Shimon doesn't say. But Reb Shimon has started that. This is the Kasha that he talks about. That the Ram says Chayvei Shnius and Napachal Isha Ruyeloi, and the Gemara Lamed Vav says that Chayvei Shnius, the Ram says Chayvei Shnius are mismayed from Isha Ruyeloi, and the Gemara Naf Lamed Vav says that Chayvei Shnius are not mismayed from Isha Ruyeloi. So Reb Shimon says with his Mahalach, he says it in a different, not exactly the way I said it yesterday. He says it more in Reb Shimon Ni'iz, like he says it in his Lashonis, but it's basically what he says is the part that I said yesterday, namely that he says it like more philosophical, but what I said yesterday basically was that it's two different things. The Rambam is talking, we don't pass like a Shimon Manasseh, we pass like this Chayvei Knas even to Psulos. The Rambam is talking about being Koneser, and in the mitzvah to be Koneser, there's a din that she has to be in the Isha Ruyulay. That's the Mishnah Lamates. So there, the way I want to say it, Shimon again says it a little in a different nusach, and it takes him many more pages. But I think a short way of saying it and succinct is that there it's the halacha, not halacha in the woman, that in order to be that it's halacha in the knisa, that the mitzvah of a lay seal isha has to be a knisa that's ru'uyu labiyo. It has to be kindnesser in a way. It doesn't have to be boiler. The mitzvah, that's Reb Shimon's vod. The mitzvah of Eloisi Elisha doesn't necessarily mean that he has to be boiler. But it has to be a knisa, an asuin, that's ru'uyuli ishus. The knisa has to be ru'uyuli ishus. So in those terms, Chayvei Shnius is also not ru'uyuli ishus. Bottom line is she's not ru'uyuli ishus. I mean, not a drabbana level, but so midrabbana. It's not the isha ru'uyuli. Because the ishus is not, this is an ishus in which She can't have chayei ishus because she's chayei shnius. On the other hand, the Gemara Daf Lamed Vav is going in Reb Shimon Manasseh to a knas, and Reb Shimon Manasseh has a shita that noshim psulois that ishus who's not ruyuloi, that a woman who's that noshim psulois don't have knas. That's not a din in the mitzvahs knisa. What does chayei knas have to do? We're talking about the knas. We're talking about mitzvahs knisa. Moreover, Reb Shimon has a nice knesh. He says Rav Shimon's din that she has to be Isha Ruyulay was said not only by Oynes but by Mefate as well. By Mefate, he actually is not marrying her. By Mefate, the knas is only if he doesn't marry her. So it doesn't make any sense to say that Isha Shein Ruyulay doesn't have knas because he's not going to because it's in Mitzvah's Knisa. Faket, the knas of the Mefate is where he's not going to be Mekayim Mitzvah's Knisa. So there it's just a din that an Isha Psula. That's the miyad of Isha Ruyulay saying that Noshim Psulois don't have knas. According to Shimon ben Hatimni, Noshim Psulois on the level of Ein Behem Havaya, and according to Shimon ben Manasseh, Noshim Psulois even on the level of Chayvei Lavin V'Yaseh. But it's a din in the woman. In Isha, it's not a din in the knisa, we're not talking about the knisa. It's a din in the woman that an Isha Psula doesn't have knas. So this, says Reb Shimon, Chayvei Shnius is not an Isha Psula. It's an ayadis, he calls it an ayadis surah reviole. This Issa de Rabbanan doesn't allow him to be boiler, but she's not an Isha Psula. Chazal weren't, she's not an erva. Not an Isha Psula b'cheftza. So that doesn't affect Knas. Knas is then in the Isha. The Isha Psula is not a bas Knas. Chayvei Shnius is not an Isha Psula. Now, she'enkin again, my she'enkin, we're talking about the Knisa, the din in the Lamates. The Mishnah Lamates is saying something about Mitzvah's Knisa. That Mitzvah's Knisa has to be such a Knisa that's ru'uyul ishus. He has to marry her in a way that's ru'uyul ishus. Bottom line, Chayvei Shnius is not a knisa, that's ru'uyul ishus. I thought a mushel, maybe to bring it out, like the sabra so'izen, what would be if you had a woman, you have to exactly set up the case, but she was a balas satnai. Those who remember from Yevamos, a balas satnai means that you have a woman who, she was once upon a time married, she's still a psula, let's say, it was Mila'erison, but she was once upon a time married, and the husband divorced her, but he gave her a divorce, al-manas, that she should never sleep with another husband. That was a tanai. I guess it was vindictive or something. So that was the tanai in the get. So the ma'aseh, the get is chal, right? She's a megureshes. But if she will, the get is chal, but she's like, she's now wired to blow up. If he'll marry her and he'll be ba'aleh, she's going to turn into an eshes ish. So is that called in Yevamos? We have this case. Not the shifater tzar. That's the Tosfos in the beginning of Yevamos. There's a lot of debate about balas tonight. So what would be in such a case? Is she called the isha ruila or not? Magabe knas. Is that an isha ruila? Right now she's a psula. I mean, right now she's a pnuya. There's no. But if he'll try to live with her, she'll become an eshes ish. She'll become an error. So I thought it'll depend. What are we talking about? If you're talking about the Reb Shimon ben Nasi's halacha that isha ruila doesn't get knas, that isha she'eno ruila doesn't get knas. That's halacha and isha psula. She's not isha psula. Right now she's a pnuya. But on the other hand, in the din of the Mishnah, is there a mitzvah to be kineser? Even if mitzvah's knesa, Reb Shimon is right, that mitzvah's knesa does not require him to be boiler, but it has to be ru'uyah le'ishus. Is she called the woman who's ru'uyah le'ishus? No, because this marriage is not ru'uyah le'ishus, because lemaisa, there is no way that it could be boiler without her turning into an ishus ish. So I think, I'm not saying a raya, it doesn't say anything with this case, but I'm just saying, like, to bring out the point. You can have a case of a woman, she's also to be boiled, but she's not an erva. She's not an isha psula. So who adin shnius? Chazal said, Rav Shimon uses the language that shnius is ayud isur rabi aleho. There's a lion of isur, it's a lashon of Chazal, a lion of isur that's crouching over. Meaning, Chazal put this isur the rabbana that he's not allowed to be boiled out, but she's not an isha psula, she's not an erva. Chazal didn't make her into an erva. So it's Hakim is Chalak. Look at the Reb Shimon's halacha. She's an isha. She's an isha yula. She's not an isha psula. She gets knas. But look at the mitzvah's knisa. That's not a knisa. It's not shayach and there a knisa. She isha ba'ishas. A knisa are uyul ishas. And that's the mission. Yeah. Okay. So anyway, we were mechavan to basically the Reb Shimon. Okay. Let's go back during the Gemara. Take it from the top again. Ulapuki mehaitano. The sign of Lysil, Isha Shimon, Atim, the Ema Isha Shesh, Babai, Shimon, Mamasa, Ema Isha, Real Kaima. So the Mosin, my Benail, what's the Afkamino? I'm Rabzer, Mamzeris, and the Sina Ike Benail. Lamadom Yesh Babai, and Ami Yesh Babai. Lamadom Real Kaima, Ho Ema Real Kaima. So Trashi. Ulapuki mehaitano, you must listen to Tony Yesh Kastle Mamzeris. I'm sorry, must listen to Tony Yesh Kastle Mamzeris, Ula Chaisoi is coming Lapuki mehaitano. Sheish bahavaya, she kiddushin toysenly, but prat la chaisul chol kaibe kisus, the afinami kiddushin, she ain't kiddushin toysen, pem perk shlishi. Mashmalay tia loshin havaya's kiddushin. Reb Shimon Menasseh, mashmalay tia loshin kiyum. So the other day we were medayek, to be exas, that it's Mashan Rashi, that Reb Shimon Menasseh and Reb Shimon Atim, they argue about which drosha is mashma in the posuk, is tenable in the posuk. Reb Shimon Atim, he holds the mashmois of the posuk, is sheish bahavaya. And Reb Shimon ben Menasseh holds, no, that's not the mashmois of the pasuk. The mashmois of the pasuk is isha haru'uyu l'kayma tia loshin kiyum. Taisus it was mashma that even if Shimon Atimni, who darshins isha she'enu'uyu l'kayma, agrees that there's also a mashmois of isha she'esh ba'havaya, he just holds there's an additional mashmois of isha haru'uyu l'kayma. That's why when Taisus is explaining why you need two anti-psukim, the Tanakhama of our Mishnah, we don't hold like Reb Shimon Atimni or like Reb Shimon Menasseh. We pass in like the Tanah of Mishnah that all these women have knas. Why? What happened to this drasha? So the Gemara said, because we're dashing, why do we not accept their drasha? Because we have an anti-drasha. What's the anti-drasha? Naira, naira, naira. So Taisa, why need two? Why need two anti-psukim? One for Chayvi Lav and one for Chayvi Kar. And if already so have another drasha, have another posuk for Chayvi Yaseh. So what did Taisa's answer? What?
And there are two categories of one key.
Right, because we need one pasuk la'apuke, we need one naira to la'apuke from the drosh of Isha Sheish Ba'avaya, and we need another drosh la'apuke from the drosh of Isha Ruyu L'Kaimu. Why do we need two psukim? If Rav Shimon and Timni, if Shimon and Asi, each one doesn't hold from the other one's drosh, so whichever one you hold from, you only need one anti-pasuk. So you see that at least according to Shimon and Asi, there's room for both droshes. he could dash an isha sheish b'havaya, but Rav Shimon HaTimni goes further and he dashes isha haruya l'kayma. But now we're coming to, that's Rav Shimon Menasseh. And the Rabbanan say, no, we have anti-psukim. So one anti-psuk knocks down, you know, the further stretch of isha haruya l'kayma, but we still need another psuk to knock down isha haruya, isha sheish b'havaya. And Rashi talking out mashma that way. Okay, so then the Gemara says, "Ul Rabbi Akiva, the Omar ain't kiddushin taisim chayv lavin may benayu." According to Rabbi Akiva, who says that even in chayv lavin is no avaya, so then what's the nafkamina between Rav Shimon HaTimni and Rav Shimon Menasseh? According to Rabbi Akiva, even mamzeres and nesina, which are chayv lavin, should, that's the chayv pashut pshat, even mamzeres and nesina, which are chayv lavin, don't have havaya. Even though you'll ask me, the nesina is only chayv lavin midrabbana, according to Rashi. So what? You see here this idea. Even if it's only chayv lavin midrabbana, but midrabbana, there's no kiddushin. Midrabbana, it's not a bas havaya. So you see again this notion that you can have a woman who midraisa, she has tefisas kiddushin, but midrabbana, she doesn't have tefisas kiddushin. She'll need to get anyway out of the raisa, but be'etzim, she would be called the isha she'en b'havaya. So the raisa may be nayu. So why is Haman al-Kohen Gadol different? It's also Chayv Lavin. Ki Rabbi Simoi, the son of Rabbi Simoi, Oymi min ha-Kohel, also Rabbi Kiva Mamzerim, Chutz mei al-Haman al-Kohen Gadol, Rashi adds what in a Gushum Hekid, no, it's Yisrik, Hunu, don't create Mamzerus. Why not? She Omer Torah, lo yikach v'lo yechalal. So Zegzeres HaKosov, Chilulun o'isev en o'isev Mamzerim. So there's Zegzeres HaKosov, that there's no Mamzerus from Yisrik Hunu. If there's no Mamzerus from Yisrik Hunu, Tysus points out, so the Gemara implies, then we automatically know that there must be Tfisis Kiddushin in Yisrei Kuna, because that goes together. If where there's no Mamzeris and Tfisis Kiddushin are two sides of the same coin. So if we have a Posuk, we want to know Shiyesh Bahavaya. So if Rabbi Kiva has a Posuk, actually if there's a Posuk, if Rabbi Simoi has a Posuk, that there's no Mamzeris from Yisrei Kuna, then there must be Tfisis Kiddushin in Yisrei Kuna, because those things go together. Let's hear Rashi. Rabbi Akiva Domer Ein Kiddushin Taisim Chayv Lavin Vivamas Bachelitz Bebraisa Hamachzik Ushosri Rabbi Akiva Omer Ein Leibok Kiddushin. See, it's different shittus within Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva in the Mishnah there says that there's no kiddushin in chayv lavin de she'er. It means chayv two requirements: chayv lavin, but not all chayv lavin. Chayv lavin that come from kurva. So, for example, Rashi's example, an example would be anusas aviv. Anusas aviv, according to, is only chayv lavin. So, chaykes even if it's chayv lavin, but according to one man d'omer, it's chayv lavin. It says le'idahal knaf aviv, knaf shira aviv, it's chayv lavin. But it's an iser of she'er. She's also to him because in some sense, there's a she'er boser. She's his father's anusa. So there's a it's incestuous. Means the kurva shibur. But chayv lavin that had nothing to do with she'er. For example, mamzeres not iser she'er. So there, Rabbi Kiva would say there is tefisas kiddush. That's Rabbi Kiva in the Mishnah. And then the Gemara brings a brisa that Rab Shimon ben Menasseh Omer. Let's do more again. Let me test, I think. Ezu Mamzer, Kol She'er Boser Shuba Layofi Differ Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says that Mamzer, Rabbi Akiva of the Mishnah says that Mamzer is from She'er, is from Chayv Lavin of She'er. And up, of course, Chayv Kor is Kol Shekin, but the bottom is Chayv Lavin of She'er. Shimon HaTimni Yomer, Kol Shechayomin Ala Kor is B'dei Shemayim, V'halocha Kedvarav. Shimon HaTimni says, no, Chayv Kor, that's the halocha. That Mamzer is from Chayv Kor. Rabbi Yeshua Yomer, Kol Shechayomin Ala Mises Beistin. Shimon Rabbi Yeshua has a higher bar. He says, there's no mamzeris Not only is no mamzeris from chayv elavin, there's not even mamzeris from chayv koras. There's only mamzeris from chayv misis based. So in the Mishnah we have three shittas. Rabbi Akiva says chayv elavin the she'er. Shimon Timni says koras halacha kidvarav, and Rabbi Yeshua says chayv misis based. And the Gemara. So the Gemara says what's the machlekes? Chaykes around revolves around the pasuk says lo yikach ishus eshus aviv. And then he said, "Loyav b'mamzer b'kal Hashem." So Rabbi Kiva dashins that what's loyagala? We know what eshes aviv is. Loyikach ishes eshes aviv. That we know what it means. But what's loyagala knaf aviv? So Rabbi Kiva says it means knaf shiroa aviv. It means anusas aviv, a woman who had beer with his father, not his father's wife, but she's anusas aviv, and that's chayv lavin. There's no chorus. Eshes aviv is chorus. It says in Achim Lois. But this is just a regular chayv lavin. And then it says loyav b'mamzer b'kal Hashem. So from here we learn out that this is the paradigm for Mamzerus, Anusus Oviv, which is Chayv Elavin the Sheer. It's Chayv Elavin, but it comes from a relationship. Chav Sheer Oviv, Lo Yigala. V'sov Lo Krab Yehuda, the Omer Chayv Elavin, that there's a lav of Anusus Oviv. And then the next passage says, Lo Yovim Mamzer, B'Kal Hashem. Then the Gemara goes on, and this is already something we didn't see in the Mishnah. L'Rabbi Simoi, Demar B'Shar Chayv Elavin, the lav the Sheer. But what about Rabbi Simoi? Rabbi Simoi holds that according to Rabbi Kiva, we're marbe for mamzeres, all chayv elavin, even chayv elavin that have nothing to do with Sher. Like mamzeres. Well, Rabbi Yeshevov, the marbe filu chayv yasei, and Rabbi Yeshevov goes even further, and he's marbe with according to Rabbi Akiva, even chayv yasei. Where did that come from? That can't just come from legal knaf oviv. Legal knaf oviv is chayv elavin the Sher. That's not a warrant for chayv elavin to lav the share, and it's certainly not a warrant for chayv yasei. So where does that come from? The Gemara answers nafgula mi viloy. There's an extra vav viloy yigala knaf aviv that says that we go further than just the case of anusas aviv, and we're marbi even chayv elavin to lav the share according to Rabbi Simoi, and we're marbi even chayv yasei according to Rabbi Yeshevov. So that explains Rabbi Akiva in his various. Coming out, this is Rabbi Akiva now has various permutations. So there's Rabbi Akiva in the Mishnah's version, only Chayv Elavin the Sher. There's Rabbi Akiva in Rabbi Simoi's version, who's Marbe Chayv Elavin the Lav the Sher. And there's Rabbi Akiva in Rabbi Yeshevah's version, who's Marbe even Chayv Asay. Because we don't pass in like Rabbi Akiva in any version, we pass in like whom? Shimon HaTimni, that has Chayv Koras. Where does Shimon HaTimni come from? Because he learns Loyagala Knaf Oviv is not talking about Anusas Oviv, and there is no law for Anusas Oviv. Rather, Loyagala Knaf Oviv is talking about Ashes is talking about Shemeres Yovim Shel Oviv Akosim Adaba. So it's Ashes Achi Oviv, which is Chayv Pisus. So everybody in the pasuk is chayv kishus. You have eishes oviv, that's chayv mrs. Beistin, and then you have shemeres yovim, it means eishes achi oviv, that's chayv koras, and then it says loyovim mamzer b'kal Hashem. So we're marbe even chayv koras, but not chayv lavin. Then the Gemara says whatever Shu is only chayv mrs. Beistin, and that already Gemara is a complicated drasha. Exactly how he gets there, he somehow learns out that the loyovim mamzer is only going on the beginning. That's how Rashi at least learns. It's only going on the beginning of the pasuk. Lo yikach ishus eishes oviv. That's chayv misis beistin. That has mamzeres. But the end of the pasuk, lo yigala knaf oviv, that's not in the chal of lo yovim mamzer b'kal Hashem. So that's how exactly he gets it out of the pasuk. That's machlekes the Rashi and Tosfos. That's complicated. We don't have to worry about that right now. Okay, so that's the background. So let's see Rashi now. Where are we holding Rashi? My benai, Rashi. Mishum Rav Shimon ben Manasseh kaparachle. So Rav Shimon HaTimni, we know, is not a Rabbi Akiva partisan over here. Rav Shimon HaTimni is the Bar Plukta of Rabbi Akiva in this issue. So our Gemara that says, according to Rabbi Akiva, what's the nafkamina between Rav Shimon HaTimni and Rav Shimon ben Manasseh? In Rav Shimon HaTimni, he doesn't hold from Rabbi Kiva anyway, so what's the worst question? So Rashi explains, El of Shimon ben Manasseh kabinelo. But the question is, according to Rav Shimon ben Manasseh, we don't know what he holds about Mamzerus. But we know he's a Talmud of Rabbi Akiva. So therefore, he's feel like Rabbi Akiva, my Ika ben Manasseh. So if Rav Shimon, we don't know for sure, but if Rav Shimon ben Manasseh holds, like Rabbi Akiva, that there's Mamzerus from Chayv Lavin, So then my ikka from Chayv Lavin, and from Chayv Lavin the Lav the Share, but we have to add, because we're talking about Chayv Lavin the Lav the Share. So my ikka ben mashma usa the tia loshen kiyum, le mashma usa the shimon atimni. So at the end of the day, isha shein bahavaya and isha wiyul kaima come to the same thing. And therefore, the Gemara's question is, inami mashma le shimon manasi loshen havaya, even if Rav Shimon Manasi would have dashed Loshon Havaya, Loisil Isha as a Loshon Havaya, Ashmin Le Mamzeres, we would still know Mamzeres. So therefore, Mabin Reel Kaima Leish Bahavaya. So at the end of the, so if that would be true, so then what would be the, why did he have to change? It's a question of Shimon Manasi. Shimon Manasi is responding to Shimon HaTimni. Shimon HaTimni said, Isha Sheish Bahavaya. Shimon Manasseh now is coming to say, no, it's not Ishish Bahavaya, that's not the Pshat and Pasuk. Pshat and Pasuk is Isha Hayu Lekaima. So the Gemara is asking, if we assume that Rav Shimon ben Manasseh holds like Rabbi Akiva, then what's Rav Shimon Manasseh's point? Don't dash an Isha Sheish Bahavaya, dash an Isha Sheinu Hayu Lekaima. What's the difference? According to you, even if we would dash, even if we would read the Pasuk, Isha Sheish Bahavaya, even if we would.
I'm sorry, I'm just checking the temperature.
No problem. Very interesting. What is the temperature?
73. It's comfortable. It's gonna go up and down. In like a few minutes, it'll start to drop again. So it should go like 71, 73, 71. To keep you comfortable, the comfort setting for normal is like 72.
Okay. Are we comfortable? it's better than some has been. Anyways, that's what Rashi says. So, because the castle of Shimon Rashi, what's his point? You know, if Shimon Rashi says, "Don't darshan isha sheish bahavaya," no, you should darshan isha yul kaim. It's moot. And even if we would darshan isha sheish bahavaya, but according to you, if you hold like Rabbi Akiva, assuming that he holds like Rabbi Akiva, it will come to the same thing. So what's the nafkamina? I don't know why Rashi says Mamzeres and not Nesino. You know, Rashi says Mamzeres. Inami Mashmali Rav Shimon Manasseh, even if Rav Shimon Manasseh, Inami here means even if Rav Shimon Manasseh would have a Mashmois of Lashon Havaya, we would anyway be Mamayit Mamzeres. So there's no Ika Veinayu. Mamzeres and Nesino. Okay, let's put Pashtus. Pashtus, Rashi doesn't want to talk about the Rabbonis. He's looking for a Mamzeres is the one that's the Raisa. Yeah.
Rashi earlier, the Masal Fuke, he said, when the Mishnah said, the Masal said, La Fuke is Rashi, he says, Mamzeres and Achoso only. So he's probably just listing the first things on the list.
I hear. Maybe. Okay, so what does the word say? Amon El Kain Godel, says Rashi, the Moidu be Rabbi Akiva, Shekidush and Taisin Liba, Afa Bishi Balav, Ukirabi Simoi, Wadingushal Hedget, it's all these three Kunu. They're all mamzerim except for Yisrei Kuna, because he dashes lo yikach v'somach li v'leichal zari b'din kuhun v'halaloi v'loi shem mamzerim aleim. Fine, so the Gemara says weiter, Ul Rabbi Yishebav da Omar boyu ben nitzvah chalakive ben Yosef she'oimer kol she'en lo yibiyah b'Yisrael havlad mamzer. So Rabbi Yishebav said his version of Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Yishebav apparently doesn't agree with Rabbi Akiva, but Rabbi Yishebav's version of Rabbi Akiva goes further than Rabbi Simoi's. And he says that Rabbi Akiva that Rabbi Akiva makes mamzeres out of all isurei bia. So that would imply even chayve, even isurei kuna. That would apply even isurei kuna. So then again, my benayu, if Rav Shimon Manasseh holds like Rabbi Yishebov's version of Rabbi Akiva, we don't know that he does. But the Gemara is asking if, for the sake of argument, Rabbi Shimon Manasseh holds like Rabbi Yishebov's version of Rabbi Akiva, then there's mamzeres even from isurei kuhuna. So then, what's the nafkamina between the mashmois of the drasha? So what's Rav Shimon Manasseh? Why is he insisting on the drasha of Isha Ryu Lekaima? Even if Isha Sheish Bavaya would come to the same thing. It says Rashi, "Boy Minister Chalakiv and Yosef Shemarba Mamzer and Bishol Chinul Shoyim and Kol Sheein Lebi Bishol Hav Bal Isha Sheein Behet Debiyo Havlad Mamzer." I feel Amonu Lekain Godel Nami. So the Gemara answers, "Iki Veinayu Chayvei Asay Mitzri Vedaimi." That's only Chayvei Asay. Rashi says, "Besoich shleish adars tisiv dosh tish yovelhem dosheni lo yovi v'lav abo b'chalamas asay asay." Zok demar anichal Rabbi Yishebov ilu afukim Rabbi Simoi ka'osi shapir. So Rashi explains, Hanichi Rabbi Shebov, high culture ain't by head to be the Kamar, leave the Rabbi Kiva, laugh to Allah Kail. It's not a universal law. Ella Pukimi Rabbi Simoy Luchude also. He was just saying, I have a more expansive version than you, Rabbi Simoy. Le Chavi Lavin with the Pollock, La Sufi Chavi Lavin with the Kuna. Aval Shum Chavi Asay Lohesa, but he never meant to say the coin to Rabbi Kiva, or Marbi even Chavi Asay. So then Shapra Matinu Lemeimer, Ikibinai, the Shimon Atimi, Shimon Nasi Chavi Asay. Elo ilav adrab simoy koi. The time of the nashay kamar b'shem Rabbi Akiva. She calls she ain't like head to be of issues of lad mamzer, and he's saying it categorically, in which case it includes even chayv yasei. Then ma'ikul amema. So my answer is ike benayu ulu koin gadol. Ulu koin gadol is already that everybody agrees. There's no mamzeres. Even in the most expansive version, even Rabbi Yeshebo's version, and even if time of the nashay kamar, and there is mamzeres from chayv yasei. But not from Be'ulu L'Kohen Gadol. Why is Be'ulu L'Kohen Gadol worse than any other, less than any other Chai V'Yasei? The Chai V'Yasei Shein Eshova B'Kohel. What says Rashi? Be'ulu L'Kohen Gadol. So first of all, Rashi wants to know, what's the case of Be'ulu L'Kohen Gadol? If she's a Be'ulu, how does she have Knas at all? The whole Pasha, how could she be in the Betul Knas? How could she be a Be'ulu? Says Rashi, well, first of all, that's the shame of love, the almonis, the garrison, and I say the psuli kach, the lay bula. And tell me, Yeshkan, love, then I should know this, Yeshkan, love the zaino. Every bula is a zaino. She says, that's not true. I ask Kantona, the Omer, Pony, Abola, Pnuya, so zaino, Rabbi Lezer, well, I silk a kvase, vain zaino, and the velas, the posula. But then Rashi addresses, how could she be bula, so how could it be knas? So Rashi says, ube bula, she like a dark iri. The kadaka could still like a knas. So she's a bula, she like a dark. So that she's still also to her kohen gadol because a bu'ula even shulei kedarka. Taisa points out it's a machlekes tanoim, but the Gemara here is Rashi's assuming that we're going like the Tana, like Belezer, I think, that even from Shpia shulei kedarka, she's still called a bu'ula to a kohen gadol. She was Be'ulah Shalei Kedarka. So she's also to a Kohen Gadol. But she still has Knas. Because it's a special pasuk by a Kohen Gadol. It's a sugya there in Yevamos also. There's a ribui that a bu'ula shalei kedarka machlekes tanoim from bipsulel, which has to be a bu'ula shleima ishu bipsulel yikach, that even a bu'ula shalei kedarka is also to a kohen gadol, but lagabe knas she has the nivu bipsula. That's the pashat halacha, that a bu'ula shalei kedarka lagabe knas is still a bipsula. That I think is also machlekes tanoim, but I guess that's in the beginning of kiddushin. But if Bulush like a daka has knas. Oh, it's in the machlekes Rebbe and Chacham in the Kiddushin. What does it say there? Oh, hold on, even Rebbe's Moda. Okay, fine. So then it's another Muslim. I have to check the American Kiddushin. But it sounds right. Sounds familiar. Fine. Talking about Maishna, Hay Asay Mishara Asay Demoida Barabi Kiva. Tavali Asay Shein Ashova Bakol. Shein Anoyig Ela Bakoyin Godel. Aval Asay Demitri Vedoymi Noyig Bechol Akol. So what's the Gemara saying? The Gemara is saying that even according to Rabbi Yeshebov, even if Rabbi Kiva makes Mamzeris out of Chai V'Asay, but it's limited Chai V'Asay that are not Shov, that are Shova Bakol. Like Mitzvah V'Adoimi. But Chai V'Yasei that are not Shova B'Koil are not included in, don't have Mamzeiros. So Trager asks, so why don't, by Chai V'Lavin, we didn't say such a distinction between Shova B'Koil and not Shova B'Koil. Rabbi Yeshiva holds, we're going here Rabbi Yeshiva. Rabbi Yeshiva says that from Yisuri Kuna, for example, Rabbi Yeshiva says that there, if it's mamzeres, but even it's v'chalakiv and Yosef, she'omer kol she'ein lebi Yisrael have lad mamzer. The Gemara said that's going at the very least, it's going on Yisrei Kuna. Maybe he's going a chayv yesay also, but it's at least going on isuri kuna. Isuri kuna not shava b'koil. So you see, by chayv alav, we don't distinguish between shava b'koil and not shava b'koil. So now, why now, when it comes to chayv yesay, does Rabbi Yishevu distinguish between shava b'koil and not shava b'koil? And Rabbi Krager adds that after all, where does Rabbi Akiva know to be marbe chayv alav and alav d'sher and chayv yesay? The pasuk itself, Leigal Knaf Aviv, is talking about Chayv Alav and Desher. Comes along Rabbi Simoi and he says, no, even Chayv Alav and Delav Desher, but not Isuri Kuna. Comes along Rabbi Shebov and he's Marbi even Chayv Alav and the Kuhuna, and maybe even Chayv Yasei. Where did those three Buyim come from? Leigal Knaf Aviv is only Isenus Sosov, that's Chayv Alav and Desher. So what did the Gemara and Yavama say? From the Vav. It's the same Vav. The same vav is marbe chayv alav and the lav d'sher, and it's marbe chayv yasei. So it's the same vav. It's marbe chayv alav and the lav d'sher, and it's marbe chayv yasei. So how come when it comes to chayv alavin, we marbe even al model when going to Rabbi Yishevu anyway, we marbe even chayv even al model kain gadol gushul kain hedid. It's not shavu b'kol. And when it comes to chayv yasei, all of a sudden Rabbi Yishevu says, Chayv Yasei only for Shavu B'Kol, like Mitzvah Adoni, but Bulu Kain Godel, that's not Shavu B'Kol, that we're not going to be Marba. It's the same vav, has it Mischala. That's Rabbi Krager's Kasha. That's Pasha Kasha. If you go through, if you read carefully the flow of the Gemara, we're expanding Rabbi Kiva more and more and more. We start off with Rabbi Kiva, we have one Rabbi Kiva in the Gemara, and we talk about Chayv Alav and the Sheh. That's from Gilo Yigal Knaf Aviv. Then the Gemara talks about Rav Simoi, who expands it more to include Chayv Alav and Rabbi Simoi includes even Chayv Alav and the Lav D'Sher. Right, it's maybe even Chayv Alav and the Lav D'Sher. Except for Isuri Kuna. And then we have Rabbi Yishevov, who's Marbe even Isuri, who says that Rabbi Kiva includes even the Isuri Kuhuna. And then we're not sure how to read Rabbi Yishevov if he's including even Chayv Yasei. But we have an expanding cone of how much Rabbi Kiva over here is Marbe. And we get to the biggest one, to the most expansive one, Chayv Yasei. All of a sudden the Gemara draws a line. Only if they're Shavu B'Kol, not if it's not Shavu B'Kol. So B'ulu L'Kohen Gadol, that's Chayv Yasei, that are not Shavu B'Kol, that's already out. But up till now we never distinguish between Shavu B'Kol and not Shavu B'Kol. What's the difference? So Rabbi Krager wants to say, I'm a chodesh to kavshat in the Gemara. He says, the reason why Bulu Kan Gadol is not Shavu B'Kol, he says like this, all Isuri Kuna, the Isur is not only on the man, but it's on the woman as well. The Gemara learns that from the drasha from Lo Yikochu. Lo Yikochu is a plural. And it says, Almana Gushu V'Chalol L'Zoyna L'Eseyla Lo Yikochu. So in the Lashon of Lo Yikochu, then it's Lo Yikach. The Gemara Dashon is that the Ish and the Isha are both included in the other. That's the Gemara. Says Rabbi Krager, but by Chayv Yasei, it doesn't say a ribui for the woman. So the Yasei says it's only on the Kohen Gadol, not on the woman. If the Kohen Gadol marries a Ba'ula, the Kohen Gadol has an Aver, not the Isha. So he says that's why. This, what the Gemara means is that here, B'ulu l'kohen gadol, that's called Eina Shavu B'Kol, because it only applies to Kohanim. It does not apply to non-Kohanim at all. Because it only applies to the Kohen Gadol, and it does not apply to the woman. So it's limited to Kohanim, Kohen Gadol actually. But Amona to a Kohen, but the Isra Amona to a Kohen Gadol, for example, or a Gushu to a Kohen Hegit, does not only apply to Kohanim, because it applies to the woman. She's not a Kohen. So that's an Isser that is shared by, obviously it doesn't apply to Israeli men, but it applies to Yisraelim. All the Almanas and all of the Gushois are included in the Isser of Almanu Kohen Gadol Gushu L'Kohen Hegit. So that's not called Shein Shavu B'Kol, or at least not on the same level as this. That's called Shavu B'Kol. So that's why the Gemara doesn't make that. That's the here. This is a unique Isser. Almanu B'Ulu Kohen Gadol is unique in that. Oh, there is no person who's not a Kohen Gadol who has any chelik in this aver. That's Rabbi Krager's teretz. Medrik and Rashi, this case of Bulu Kohen Gadol. So Rashi says, what's the case of Bulu Kohen Gadol? How could you be a Bulu and still have Knas? So Rashi said it was, what did Rashi say? Shloi Kedarka. That's the case, Shloi Kedarka. She was Nivela Shloi Kedarka. And we're going like the opinion that that Nivela Shloi Kedarka is still also to a Kohen Gadol, even though she has Knas. So Rashi sets up a special case. The Mashmois and Rashi is that without that special case, if Stama Kohen Gadol would be Ma'anis of Psula, that would not be called Bulu Kohen Gadol. And she would have Knas. So Taisus, we'll do the Taisus inside of it, Hashem, but not today. When we get to it, but Taisus is Chaylep and Rashi. He brings Rabbeinu Chananel, says, you don't have to say such a case. Bulu Shalek Adaka was totally Machlekes Tanoim anyway. He says, there's a Poshita case. A Kohen Gadol was Ma'anis of Psula. But the minute he's ma'aneser, she becomes a bully. He can't marry her. It's chayv yaseh. So that's it. She's not an isha ruila. And every kohen gadol is ma'anes a psula. She's not an isha ruila because she's not ruila to marry. By virtue of the oinus itself, she becomes a bula. And it's the meduyik and Rashi from the fact that Rashi didn't say that. The Rashi holds that's not true, that she would have knas. Since b'shas the oinus, she was a psula. Even though the second the oinus was done, she's already a ba'ula, and he can't actually marry her. I mean, she would be, she's not, you know, can't actually go ahead and be kindness her. But since we're talking about knas is totally in the shas the oinus. B'shas the oinus, she was a psula. We talked about this in the past. Even though Tysus has a good, well, really maybe lost when we learned Tysus. You know, we'll worry about it when we learn Taisus. But what's behind that machlekes? And Taisus arrived from a Gemara, but what would Rashi do with that Gemara? I guess that really belongs to when the Olam has already done Taisus. So let's go back to Taisus. Rabbi Kiva to Omar. So Taisus afakav der Shimon at Timni polig behedi Rabbi Kiva b'chaylitz. What does Gemara want? Gemara says, according to Rabbi Akiva, what's the nafkamina between Shimon HaTimni and Shimon ben Manasseh? We know anyway of Shimon HaTimni is Chaylik and Rabbi Akiva in the Mishnah. So he says, Hochal of Shimon Manasseh Parach. The Kash is on Shimon Manasseh. The Sovak Rabbi Akiva, my Benayel, Pirish Benayel ben of Shimon HaTimni. Me de nokat ru uyel kaima, vle nokat sheesh bahavaya, mashma de yesh en uyel kaima, vyesh bahavaya. So Chor, it sounds like Rashi. We already saw this in Rashi. That the Gemara's Kash is not on Rav Shimon HaTimni, because we already know Rav Shimon HaTimni is Chaylik and Rabbi Akiva. The Gemara's Kash is addressed to Rav Shimon ben Manasseh. If Rav Shimon ben Manasseh holds like Rabbi Akiva, that's already possible. Rav Shimon ben Manasseh might hold like Rabbi Akiva. If Rav Shimon ben Manasseh holds like Rabbi Akiva, then what is the point of his being Chaylik on Rav Shimon HaTimni's drasha? We already saw that in Rashi. Chor, Tais is just reiterating the same thing. That means it's not exactly the same as Rashi. I mean, it's the same point, but it's in the Nusach, it's different. And the difference is, there's a reason for the difference. We said before, Rashi's mashmah, that Rav Shimon HaTimni and Rav Shimon Manasseh are chaylik on the mashmahis of the pasuk. Rav Shimon ben Manasseh, who says Isha Udash is Isha Uyel Kaima, does not have the mashmahis of Isha Sheish Bahavaya. And conversely, Shimon HaTimni, who has the mashmois of Isha Yesh Bavai, does not agree to the mashmois of Isha Yilu Kaimel. But Taisus, we were medayik in Taisus. Taisus holds that Shimon HaTimni agrees that there's a mashmois here of Isha Sheim Bahavaya. He just holds that there's another further mashmois of Isha Haru Yilu Kaimel. We saw this in the Taisus about the Naira Naira Naira. We need one for each mashmois. So it's very meduyik over here. When Rashi is explaining the Gemara's Kasha about, you know, according to Rabbi Akiva, what's Rav Shimon Manasseh's point? The way Rashi says it is, what does Rav Shimon HaTimni want? Rav Shimon HaTimni says, Isha Uyel Kaima. Even if he would have held Isha Hashiyesh Bahavaya, a Inami Mashmalei, even if Rav Shimon HaTimni would have had the Mashmois of Isha Hashiyesh Bahavaya, it would have come out the same halacha. So what is his? So what's his point? What's he coming to be Meisiv and Rav Shimon? In Rashi's Meduyik, Rav Shimon ben Manasseh doesn't have the mashmois of Yesh Bahavaya. He doesn't subscribe to that mashmois. The Gemara is saying, but what difference does it make? Even if he would have had that mashmois, even if Shimon ben Manasseh would have read the pasuk to mean Isha Sheish Bahavaya, it would still come out the same halacha. Lagabi imams there in the scene and so on. So why does he have to bother to tell me that he has a different mashmois? It comes lahalacha to the same thing. So that's how Rashi says it. Because Rashi's going that Shimon Asi does not really have that mashmois. The Gemara is saying, even if he did, you know, even if he would have had that mashmois, it would have come to the same thing, so why does he bother to speak up? Lahalacha makes no difference. Taisus holds that Rav Shimon ben Asi really has the mashmois. It's not even if he would have had that mashmois. He really has the mashmois of Isha Sheish Mavaya, but in addition, he has another mashmois of Isha Ruyul Kaima. So therefore, Taisus says it differently. Taisus says, so Rav Shimon HaTimni, why does he say the mashmois of Isha Ruyul Kaima, and why didn't he say the mashmois of Isha Sheish Mavaya? It's a whole different thing. Taisus saying, Rav Shimon Rashi's saying, of course, the emes is Rav Shimon ben Asi Darshan's Isha Ruyul Kaima. He doesn't have the other mashmois. But what does he want? He should have stayed home. He didn't have to come and speak up anyway. Rav Shimon HaTimni's drosha of Isha Sheish Bavaya, even if Shimon Manasi doesn't really hold from it, he has a different mashmois. But so what? It comes to the same thing, lahalocha. So after Shimon HaTimni dashed in Isha Sheish Bavaya, Shimon HaTimni should have stayed home and not bothered to say that he has a different mashmois in the pasuk. Because what's the difference? It's six of one, half a dozen of the other. Lahalocha comes to the same thing. That's how Rashi read the Gemara's Kasha. Taisus reading the Gemara's Kasha. Rav Shimon HaTimni, even if he came and he spoke up and he said his drasha, why did he say the drasha of Isha Ruyu L'Kaima? Why didn't he say the drasha of Isha Sheish Bavai? After all, he has that mashmois too. Rav Shimon HaTimni also has the mashmois of Isha Sheish Bavai. He just hosts another additional mashmois of Isha Ruyu L'Kaima. Big deal. What is it, Maisif? One includes already the other. So Rav Shimon HaTimni, that's how Taisa says it. V'lei Nokat. Why did he employ the language of Ruya Lakaima? He could have just as well himself employed, because he holds from it, the language of Isha Sheish Bavaya, and forget the extra mashmois, because the extra mashmois is not really mois of anything in din. So, it's not a big difference between Rashi and Taisus, but you see emerging here again, this chiluk between Rashi and Taisus. Does Rashi and Taisus have the mashmois of Bavaya? Okay, let's go on to the next place. Let's make a schol. It's chiluna oisiv and oisiv mamzerim. Mashmid ha'ba ha'talia. It's mashmid agamar that mamzerus is totally in tefisis kiddushin. The kerem the lehavi mamzer, kiddushin tefisim. Because agamar makes a leap. We have a pasuk chiluna oisiv and oisiv mamzerim. The pasuk just tells me that isurikuna don't create mamzerus. And the gemara jumps from that to the assumption that there must be tefisis kiddushin. How did you get from one to the other? Apparently they're connected. V'chein mashmid perek ha'chilutz. With the Gemara says, "Ma ish esav v'le'tasi b'kiddushin v'havlad mamzer v'chulei." The Gemara that discusses in Machlekes, Akum Eved al Bol Bas Yisrael is the vlad of mamzer or not? There's one opinion that if there's a Jewish father, a Jewish mother, and a non-Jewish father, the kid is a mamzer. Baruch Hashem, that's not how we pass it. But there's an opinion like that in the Gemara, and the other opinion says, "No, havlad kosher." So the Gemara says, "Ushneim lo lamdu elam ish esav." They both derive it from ish esav because the paradigm is from the pasuk of Lo'ikach ish es ish esaviv. Like we saw in the Gemara daf memtes and yavamis. So the model is Eishes Av. The Galak Knafoviv is also the model, but the Gemara talks about Eishes Av. I guess that's one's more explicit. So that's the model. So the Gemara says that the Umad Amru says that the Vlad is a Mamzer, says it's like an Eishes Av, and Eishes Av has no Tfisis Kiddushin, which we know from the Gemara. This is the Gemara Kiddushin of Samach Zayin, that all Chayvei Karas have no Tfisis Kiddushin. And the Pasuk says that Le'ov Mamzer, the Vlad is a Mamzer. So that's a Makar, that wherever there's no Tfisis Kiddushin, Havlad Mamzer. Well, a Goyim Yibas Yisrael is no Tfisis Kiddushin, so Havlad Mamzer. And the other Mad Damer says, no, the model is Eishazav, Ma Eishazav, that is a Chayvei Karas. So Havlad Mamzer. And by Akam of Eben Abba Yisrael, there's no Karas. So, no, I'm sorry, that's not the way it says it. It says, the other Mad Damer says, that Maishis Av, no, I'm saying it wrong. Maishis Av, there's no Tfisis Kiddushin to him. Everybody agrees it has to revolve around Tfisis Kiddushin. There's no Tfisis Kiddushin to him, but there is Tfisis Kiddushin to other people, and that creates Mamzeris. There's no Tfisis Kiddushin to anybody, that kind of lack of Tfisis Kiddushin doesn't create Mamzeris. So you see, Ben Lamar, according to both opinions, it's tied up in Tfisis Kiddushin. The paradigm of Mamzeris is Eishes Av, mitzad the fact that she doesn't have Tfisis Kiddushin. Either the fact she doesn't have Tfisis Kiddushin, and the Goy also has no Tfisis Kiddushin, or there's no tefillas kedushim in this particular relationship, as opposed to other relationships, as opposed to a guy where there's just chalat, but it doesn't have tefillas kedushim. That's a different kind of lack of tefillas kedushim. But either way, it has to do with tefillas kedushim. And Rabbi Akiva Nami Tosis says mishum de yolok be'achelus de'ish ma'amzei mechayv elam. And likewise, you find the Rabbi Akiva, who says that there's mamzeres mechayv elavin, kama den kiddushim b'toyves mechayv elavin. So another raya that the two things are connected. Rabbi Akiva holds there's no tefillas kiddushim mechayv elavin. Right? It says in Agama, Rabbi Akiva holds no tefillas kiddushim mechayv elavin. What's his mocha? We read it, we just learned in Dachman Tess. Because the pasuk says the lo'ikach ishish eshes oviv, lo'igala knaf oviv, lo'igala knaf oviv means anusis oviv, and that's chayv elavin. And then it says, Le'ob Mamabzi Bekal Hashem. So from there you see that Chayv Elavin create Mamzeris. What does that do with Tfisus Kiddush? So fine, so Rabbi Akiva has a posuk that there's Mamzeris with Chayv Elavin. But how does he know there's no Tfisus Kiddush with Chayv Elavin? That doesn't say in this posuk. Apparently that's already as far. Once there's Mamzeris, there must not be Tfisus Kiddush, because that we know axiomatically that Mamzeris and Tfisus and lack of Tfisus Kiddush are totally Zebizeh. The Tema effect twice this. I'll show you that it's not true. The Rabbi Yeshua, I forgot the Ein Mamzer Mechayv Kriisus. Rabbi Yeshua, remember we had Rabbi Yeshua in the Mishnah in Dachman Tess over there. Rabbi Yeshua says there's only Mamzeris from Chayv Mrs. Beistin. He learns that Lo Yikachish Eishes Olav. That's Mrs. Beistin, and then the Lo Yigal Knaf Olav does not have Mamzeris. Only, and then it says Lo Yom Mamzer, go back to the beginning of the pasuk, not the end of the pasuk. So according to Rabbi Yeshua, there's only Mamzeris from Chayv Mrs. Beistin. Does that mean that there's only lack of Tfisus Kiddushin Mechayv Mrs. Beistin? So this brings a slew of rayas that Rabbi Yeshua agrees that there's no Tfisus Kiddushin Mechayv Karis. Rabbi Yeshua is made that there ain't Kiddushin Tfisus Mechayv Kisus, Kidde Parach Sai Perakret Rabban Gulliel Biyavomis, Itzich Lashmina, the Kiddushin Tfisus Mechayv Kisus. Who over there asks, what's the Kiddush of the Mishnah over there? Is it teaching me there's no Tfisus Kiddushin Mechayv Karis? Everybody knows that there's no Tfisus Kiddushin Mechayv Karis. Kilo, that's like universally agreed to. Even apparently Rabbi Shua, but Perakah Chayilis Kama to Rabbi Shua Pogel Miyahavi Mechayvi Krisus Mishum Dasa Zoyna VeZoyna LeHavi El Mehani LeTafsu BeKidushin Kemuchav BeTmura. Marz in Chayilis that even according to Rabbi Shua that from Mechayvi Koris there's no Mamzerus, but she's still Pogel LeKuna because since by Mechayvi Koris she's Nivela LePogemla. Every chayv karis, so she's nivul alasula, so she becomes a zayna, and that's the gemara dashes over there from a kavah chaymer that I don't know the details of that drasha, but the gemara that has a cheshbon that according to Yeshua, it's not worse than amar l'chayin galo. Madach amar l'chayin galo creates halolos, so chayv karis also creates halolos. Because let me just take a quick look. So how can we learn that from a monol kain gadol? There's a chumah that she herself becomes a chalala. So a chanami, she becomes a zayna. So that's the gemara. And the zayna lehavi elam yahana litasu bekiddushin kinu muchach betmura. And zayna is only from where there's no tefisus kiddushin. That place is another gemara. So you put the two gemaras together, and it's muchach that in Rabbi Yeshua there's no tefisus kiddushin in chayvei karis, even though there's no mamzeres. V'kaminami b'chayles hakol meidim b'kusiv evan abal bas yisrael avlad mamzer manakol meidim shim natimni dafel gav domer in chayvei mamzer in mamzer in chayvei lavin hanim ili chayvei lavin tasu bekiddushin aval kusiv evan. So another raya that Yeshua holds that there's no tefisus kiddushin by chayve karis, because the Gemara there says hakol meidim that an eved who's baal bas yisrael levlad is a mamzer. So over there says, who's the Hakol Maidim? First of all, that shouldn't be Kusi, should be Akamah. Yeah, I think it's just censored. It's Eved Va'akum HaBo Bas Yisrael. Shavlad Mams. I just told you this in a chalikus, if Akam is Baal Bas Yisrael or Vlad Mamzer. But this Gemara holds Akol Moedim. Then the Gemara brings on later on. There's another opinion who are not Moedim. But right now the Gemara says Akol Moedim, that Eved Va'akam HaBo Bas Yisrael or Vlad Mamzer, because there's no Tfisis Kiddushin. The Gemara says, what's the Chiddush? That even though Shimon HaTimni says there's Mamzer even from Chayvei Lavin, so I would have said, oh, if there's Mamzer even from Chayvei Lavin, so you see, excuse me, even Shimon HaTimni, which is what we passing, that there's no Mamzer from Chayvei Lavin, so I would have said, if there's no Mamzer from Chayvei Lavin, so there should be no mamzeres from Akam Abba Bas Yisrael. You must know it's not the same. Chai v'lavin, there's tefisas kiddushin. But from a goy, there's no tefisas kiddushin. Why didn't the Mar say different Akal Moedim? It should have said Akal Moedim is Rabbi Shua. Even though Rabbi Shua says that there's no mamzeres even from Chai v'koris. That's because there's tefisas kiddushin. But by a goy where there's no tefisas kiddushin, I have a lot of mamzer. And it's especially compelling because the Gemara before had another Akal Moedim, and there it was Rabbi Shua. The Gemara could have recycled the same amount of Akal Moedim Rabbi Shua. So it must be that the Gemara can't say that because Rabbi Shua holds that by Chai V'Koris there's no Tfisus Kiddushin and there's anyway no Mamzeres. So you see that he doesn't connect Mamzeres with Tfisus Kiddushin. Now, if you might take a look at that Gemara, you'll understand the Raya a little bit better. The Kitzur, the bottom line of Tosfos Kasha is, we're going to stop in a minute, but the bottom line of Tosfos Kasha is that on the one hand, we have a lot of Gemaras that seem to say that Mamzeres is totally in lack of Tfisus Kiddushin. And wherever we have a pasuk that there's no Mamzeres, like by Chilul Moisa, like by Amon El Kangol, where says there's a pasuk that there's no mamzeres, we can right away extrapolate that there's no tfisas kiddushin. And fakir also, when you have a pasuk that there is mamzeres, like Chai V'Lavin according to Rabbi Kiva, we can then extrapolate that there is mamzeres, that there's lack of tfisas kiddushin as well. And that's how we know according to Rabbi Kiva, there's no tfisas kiddushin in Chai V'Lavin. So we have all these gemaras that seem to take for granted that mamzeres and tfisas kiddushin go together. And once we know one, we automatically know the other. But on the other hand, you see that it's not always true. It's not universally true. Because it breaks down in Rabbi Shua. Rabbi Shua agrees there's no tefisas kiddushin in Chai V'Koris. That's universally agreed to. That's all these rayas. And yet Rabbi Shua holds that Mamzeres is a whole different level. Mamzeres is only from Chai V'Mises based on. So once it's not true in Rabbi Shua, so how do we take it for granted that this equation is of Mamzeres and tefisas kiddushin is true for anybody else? That places kashas. It's interesting. Places are also in Yevamos, the parallel places in Medallion and Bez in Yevamos, so over there in the Tosfos Rosh, he adds another kasha. It's actually also a very interesting kasha. He says, there's two limudim. How do we know that there's no Tfisus Kiddushin by Chai V'Koris? That's the Gemara in Memtes in Yevamos. So that's the shag. What is Legal Knaf Oviv? If it's Anusus Oviv, it's Chai V'Lavin. That's Rabbi Kiva, this Mamzeres from Chai V'Lavin. And if Legal Knaf Oviv means Shemeres Yovim Shel Oviv, Eishes Achi Oviv, then that's Chai V'Koris, and then this Mamzeres from Chai V'Koris, and that's Shimon HaTimni. The Kitzer, the Gemara there has a drosha to teach me that there's Mamzeres by Chai V'Koris according to Shimon HaTimni, by Chai V'Lavin according to Rabbi Kiva. That's one Gemara. How do you know the Dotfis is Kiddushin in Chai V'Koris? That's a different Gemara. It's a Gemara Kiddushin Samach Zayin. Whereas a limud, it says la'ikach ish es la'chais isha. It says isha la'chais u'le'sikach. So the Gemara there says that you learn out from there that it's that the kiddushin is also. The Gemara says that's only l'chatechila, but I don't know, but the evidence that it's not chal. Whereas it's another pasuk, v'yotzev ha'is lish acher la'acher v'loy l'koyvim. It's a complicated sugya there, but the Gemara has a limud. The particulars of the limud aren't so important for us now. I mean, we're going to get into that tomorrow at all, but there's just a limud over there. The Gemara says there's a limud that there's no tefisas kiddushin in a chayis ishtay. And then the Gemara says, okay, that's a chayis ishtay, but how do you know there's no tefisas kiddushin in other chayiv koras? So the Gemara there has, that's the famous Akesha Rabbi Yoina, that since it says by chayiv koras, ki kola oisa mi ki kola. What's the lashon? What is the ki kol? So it's Hukshu Kol Arayis, all the Arayis over there in Parshas Achimayis, they're all Chai V'Koris. All the Chai V'Koris are Hukush to each other. It's a Keshet Rabbi Yoina. So we have a Pasuk that Achasish not Tafsib HaKiddushin, and then we have a Keshet Rabbi Yoina that from there we learn out to the whole family, the whole set of Chai V'Koris. Says the Tosfos Rosh, so what do we have? We have one Gemara, Yevamos Memtes, that teaches me that Chai V'Koris create Mamzeres. We have another Gemara in Kiddushin Samach Zayin that teaches me that Chai V'Koris have no Tfisus Kiddushin. Why do you need two sets of limudim? If you're telling me that it's axiomatic, that they go together, that whenever there's mamzeres, there's no tvisis kiddushin. Whenever there's tvisis kiddushin, there's no mamzeros. So I only need one. All I need is a pasuk from mamzeros, and automatically I know about tvisis kiddushin, or a pasuk about tvisis kiddushin, and automatically I know about mamzeros. Why do we need to have two sets of limudim? Apparently, it's two independent dinim. But you see from these other gemaras that I said at the beginning, including Agamar, that the two things go together. That's the. It's a very illuminating way of saying the kasha. Taisa us focuses on Rishua. We've seen Rabbi Shua that it breaks down. The Taisa Rosh adds this other nekuda. Even if we forget Rabbi Shua, just in the way the limudim work, you see that we have this redundancy of limudim. We have one set of limudim for mamzeres. We have another set of limudim for tefisas kedusha. Okay, we'll have to see what Tyson's answers tomorrow. Stay tuned.